There's Cox City and Bailey, Stover, and Star. There's 4 mile strip, you see, four schoolhouses, it says. 4 mile strip, it wasn't a whole township. And I told him, I said, I'll tell you old boys what I'll do with you. You say I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll just tell you what I'll do with you. I'll give you Star and Stover, and I'll take Bailey and Cox City and Beachy. I said, I hope you're right. And I said, I don't know I'm right. So I went up there and we beat them 4-1. I said, well, figure out how I come out on that offer I made. You give you Star and Stover, and I'd take Bailey and Cox City and still beat you. I figured out, I said, well, you still got 6 votes left. And I went up there and I said, how much is you out? And I said, well, I spent $5 for popping whatever you want to pay the woman for fixing the lunch. It's all right. Said, now you name it. I said, no, you boys name it. And they set a price. I forgot what it was. And then they went to counting out $5 bills to me. And they counted out $65 and just kept flipping them off. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I don't want all that money. I said, that $65 will pay all them bills and everything. And pay my gasoline what I run around. I said, my time don't amount to nothing nohow. Old boys with me, old Marshal Todd, his deputy sheriff, said, why didn't you keep your mouth shut? They just didn't give you $400 or $500 that money they used to take. I said, well, I didn't want it. I didn't earn it. And they said, now I'll tell you what, if you ever want anything, you just come up here and tell us and we'll see that you get it. Well, I've got along with them fellas ever since then.
Let's see, that puts you in another...
No, that wasn't that they moved us, but they didn't move us. The press thought all this renters here, you know, and all this holding, he had to pull him over. When they counted the votes, they'd got 35 up here, and we had 129.
What'd they do to horse thieves here in the early days?
Well, they generally, if they caught them around, a lot of them, they stretched the rope. They tied one end to a cottonwood limb or elm limb and the other end around his neck to see how much he'd stretch out. But they didn't have to do any that way. But I'll tell you what they did do when I was about 9 years old. We had 3 good horses and went to bed one night, and the next morning we got up, we didn't have them, we never did have them. Dad's gone to church and he got home, the other two run up the knicker. And he turned the one he was riding to loose and we never did see him anymore.
Took the one he was riding too, huh?
Yeah, they were waiting to come in, eh? He rode 16 days and nights. Trying to find which way they went, and the only thing he could ever find is over there, about a half mile north of Bray, is a blacksmith shop to the side of the road. And he said about 11 o'clock in the night, or maybe 12, this fella come by there riding a horse and leading 3. And that's all we know. They could have been ours, they could have been somebody else's.
Boy, I bet he wished he could catch them. Probably wouldn't bother with a rope, probably shot him.
He might.